At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
Ever get that feeling like something's off in your neighborhood?
Oh, yeah.
Like just beneath the surface.
Yeah.
Today, well, we're diving into a listener story. Mm-hmm. And let's just say it kind of redefines bad neighbors.
Oh, really?
It all starts out like picture perfect, you know, mm-hmm. peaceful streets, friendly faces.
Yeah.
And then Sugar arrives.
Sugar?
Yeah. Sugar the dog.
Okay.
And even the name, like looking back.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like almost ironic.
Yeah.
Given everything that...
That unfolds.
Yeah. That unfolds.
Mm-hmm.
The listener actually heard about Sugar before they even moved in.
Oh, wow.
Apparently a friend who worked at the local shelter...
Okay.
...had mentioned that Sugar came from a rough past.
Mm.
Had some visible scars.
Oh.
And the shelter wasn't exactly...
Hopeful.
Yeah. Optimistic about her future.
I see.
So, you know, right off the bat.
Yeah.
Kind of like that foreshadowing in a movie.
Those little hints.
Right. Yeah, where everything seems normal, but there are these like...
Red flags.
Subtle cues, you know.
Yeah. Like something's not quite right.
Exactly.
And those cues, they escalate pretty quickly in this story.
Okay.
So one of the first incidents happens when our listener is outside with their baby and toddler.
Mm-hmm.
Their own dog, Max, is tethered nearby.
Okay.
And suddenly, Sugar appears.
Oh.
Charging at them, teeth bared.
Oh, wow.
Now imagine.
That's terrifying.
Trying to manage two small children.
Yeah.
Probably distracted.
Yeah, of course.
And you're suddenly faced with this potentially dangerous dog.
Oh, yeah.
It's like that classic fight or flight response.
Yeah, you're going to freeze up.
Totally.
Yeah.
But what's even more unsettling is the neighbor's reaction.
Oh, no.
They just kind of shrug it off and say, isn't that cute? She's just playing.
Oh, my God.
It's like, what? And it's this complete lack of acknowledgement.
Yeah, no accountability.
Right. It makes it so hard to address things constructively.
Totally, yeah.
So the listener tries to talk to the neighbor.
Okay.
Even expresses concern for Sugar's well-being.
But the neighbor just brushes it off.
Just dismisses it. Yeah.
That's frustrating.
And it just really sets the stage for what happens next.
Oh.
The attack on Max.
Oh.
The listener's husband, Jake, is home this time.
Okay.
Let's Max out into their yard.
All right.
And then chaos.
Oh.
Barking a scramble.
My gosh.
And suddenly, Sugar is vaulting over the retaining wall, attacking Max.
Oh, my goodness.
And, you know, dog aggression can stem from a lot of different things.
Sure. Yeah.
Fear. Territoriality.
Yeah.
Even something called reactive aggression.
Right.
Where it's an overreaction to certain stimuli.
I see.
But whatever the root causes,
right.
The neighbor's response is again deeply troubling.
Oh no.
They actually say, she's just excited. Dogs do that.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
It's bewildering.
It is.
You have to wonder at this point if it's genuine ignorance about dog behavior.
Hmm.
Or just a deliberate attempt to minimize Sugar's aggression.
And I think that's what really starts to get under our listener's skin.
Yeah.
This sense that something isn't adding up.
Right.
It's not just a poorly trained dog.
Yeah. It's something like...
There's something more unsettling at play.
Yeah. Like deliberate.
And the tension just escalates from there.
Oh, no.
The neighbors go from dismissive to almost eerily silent.
Oh, wow.
Sugar's constantly off leash,
mm-hmm.
roaming the property like some kind of menacing presence.
Like a guard dog, almost.
Yeah.
Wow.
Our listener even mentions feeling like they're being watched.
Oh.
Which, I don't know about you, but...
That gave me the creeps.
That would send shivers down my spine.
Totally.
That sense of being observed, of unseen eyes upon you.
That's scary.
It's a primal fear.
It is.
And then things take an even darker turn.
Oh, geez.
Late one night.
Okay.
Jake has a confrontation with the neighbor.
Oh, no.
And this confrontation reveals a side to the neighbor.
Oh, boy.
That's downright chilling.
Oh, gosh.
Jake expresses his concern about Sugar's behavior
mm-hmm.
and the neighbor's response. If you touch my dog, I'll call the cops on you.
Oh, wow.
You'll never see your dog again.
What?
Talk about a threat that stops you in your tracks.
Oh, my gosh.
It goes way beyond a simple warning.
Yeah.
It's a veiled threat with disturbing implications.
Yeah, like, what's really going on here?
Right. It raises questions about what's really going on with sugar.
Yeah.
What kind of control the neighbor's exerting.
I see.
But that is a story for part two.
I can't wait. It's like that threat just hangs there.
Right.
It really makes you wonder what the neighbor is truly capable of.
And the listener is already on edge.
Right.
And starts picking up on even more disturbing details.
Yeah. What's that?
Well, they notice things like shock collar.
Shock collars.
Unmarked crates.
Oh, wow.
And sugar's quiet for long stretches during the day.
Like completely silent.
Like she's being isolated.
Oh, that's not good.
And those details are really significant.
I bet.
Because they paint a picture of what's happening behind closed doors. Mm-hmm. It's like a deliberate and systematic approach to training.
Mm.
Or maybe breaking is a better word.
Breaking sugar's spirit.
Yeah.
That's awful.
It's that kind of scenario that animal welfare advocates warn about.
Right.
It raises serious concerns about potential animal abuse.
Definitely. And it's important to talk about the signs of animal abuse.
Yeah. What should people look for?
Well, a lot of times it's hidden from view.
Right.
But there are things to watch out for.
Okay.
Like unexplained injuries, fearful behavior.
Yeah.
A sudden change in temperament.
And we see a combination of these factors with sugar.
Right.
Plus those concerning training methods.
Yeah, absolutely. And so if someone suspects animal abuse, what can they do?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
It's crucial to report it to the authorities.
Okay.
Whether that's animal control,
mm-hmm.
the Humane Society, or even the police in some cases.
I see.
It's about speaking up for those who can't speak for themselves.
Right.
It takes a lot of courage to do that.
It does.
Especially when it involves your own neighbors.
Absolutely.
But, you know, going back to the listener's story.
Okay.
They're facing this impossible situation.
Yeah.
Mounting evidence.
Right.
Growing fear.
Oh, gosh.
A neighbor who seems increasingly unhinged.
What do they do?
They decide to confront the neighbor one final time.
Okay.
But this time, there's no pretense of civility.
Uh-oh.
It's raw, unfiltered frustration.
Wow, that takes guts.
I can only imagine the emotions running high.
Yeah.
What happens during this confrontation.
Well, the neighbor is caught off guard. It's like the listener's directness just shattered that carefully constructed facade.
Mm-hmm.
There are denials, of course.
Right.
But the listener knows the truth. And sadly, nothing changes.
Oh, no.
The tension remains. Right. And sugar's behavior doesn't improve.
So they're left with this agonizing decision.
Oh, God.
Do they continue living in fear?
Right.
Or do they uproot their entire lives to escape this nightmare neighbor?
What?
And that's exactly what they choose to do.
But they move.
They move.
Gosh, it's a testament to how deeply this whole experience affected them.
It really is.
It makes you realize that sometimes the most disturbing situations aren't in some far-off place.
Yeah.
They're right next door.
And the impact can be profound.
Oh, yeah.
Even long after you've physically removed yourself from the situation.
Right.
The listener even mentions still driving by their old house.
Oh, wow.
And seeing sugar still tethered. Still running free.
It's that haunting image.
Right.
That feeling of unfinished business.
It can really stay with you.
Absolutely.
But I think what's even more powerful about this story is that it connects to a larger issue.
Yeah. What's that?
It highlights the complexities of neighborly relationships.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have these unspoken expectations of civility and respect.
Right.
But what happens when those expectations are violated?
Yeah. Where's the line?
Where do you draw the line?
It's a question we've probably all wrestled with.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe not to this extreme.
Right.
But those everyday annoyances that can build up.
Totally.
This story forces us to confront those uncomfortable questions. Like
what?
Like, when do we speak up?
Yeah.
When do we intervene?
Mm.
How do we protect ourselves and our loved ones when a neighbor becomes a source of fear?
Those are heavy questions.
They are.
And I think they lead us to a crucial turning point in the listener's story.
Oh, okay.
A detail that adds another layer of complexity to this already unsettling situation. A turning point.
Yeah. At the end of their letter, the listener asks this question.
Okay.
What do you do when your neighbor is the nightmare?
Wow. Yeah. That really makes you think.
Doesn't it?
It's a question that stays with you.
Yeah.
Long after the story's over.
Absolutely.
Makes you think about your own neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
your own community,
yeah.
and how quickly things can change.
Right, how quickly things can spiral.
And it really challenges us.
It does.
to think about how we would respond in a similar situation.
Would we have the courage to speak up?
Would we take action?
Or would we just be frozen by fear and uncertainty?
Because it's easy to judge from the outside, but when you're in the thick of it.
Yeah, when you're living it.
Facing those threats and those escalating tensions.
Yeah, those choices get a lot harder.
It's a real life dilemma.
It is a tough one.
And it reminds us that sometimes the biggest threats aren't strangers in the shadows.
Right.
They're the people right next door.
The people we should trust.
This deep dive has really shown that neighbor disputes aren't just about like noise complaints or property lines.
Keep those deeper.
They can be about safety, security, that breakdown of community trust.
It's about feeling safe in your own home.
And in this case, it's not just human conflict.
Right. It's about sugar.
It really highlights how vulnerable animals are.
They are.
And how much they depend on us.
Yeah, for protection and care.
Sugar's story is a reminder.
Yeah.
That animal abuse often happens where we can't see it.
Behind closed doors.
And it's up to all of us to watch for signs.
To be vigilant.
And to speak up for those who can't speak for themselves.
Absolutely. And this story also really underscores how important it is to know your rights.
Okay.
To know your resources.
Yeah.
If you're facing a similar situation.
Okay.
Reach out to your local animal welfare organizations, law enforcement, or legal aid services.
So much of this just comes down to awareness.
It does.
Awareness of the signs of trouble.
Yeah.
Awareness of our own boundaries and just being aware of the resources that can help.
Exactly. It's about being informed, empowered, and proactive.
Right. Taking those steps.
To protect ourselves, our communities, and the well-being of animals.
This has been a really eye-opening deep dive.
It has.
To our listener who shared their story, thank you for your bravery. For bringing this issue to light.
It's so important.
And to all of you listening.
Yeah.
We hope this conversation helps you be more aware,
more compassionate,
more prepared,
and ready to face those difficult situations.
Because life throws them at us sometimes.
It does.
Remember,
even
in the most unsettling circumstances, there's always hope.
There is.
There's always help.
Yeah.
And there's always the power of speaking up.
For what is right.
Until next time, stay curious.
Stay informed.
Stay engaged.
And stay safe.
In creating a world where everyone,
if both human and animal,
can live in peace and safety.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.